countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Well, you don't need reminding, it's been a difficult few weeks right across the country courtesy of Omicron variant of COVID-19. And in the course of this wave of the pandemic, and like all the other waves, the kindness of our neighbours has been important. So Jane Clark lives in Wicklow. Her new poem, Fences, reflects on neighbours.
Evening draws us home as lights flicker on in the houses scattered along the byroad. One of our neighbours will be calling children for dinner. Another will be locking in hens, then closing a rain-swollen door and healing off their Wellingtons. We need gorse hedges, sheep wire fences, lengths of post and rail. But what makes good neighbours is the search for the cat gone missing, the loan of a pickaxe, a push downhill for the car that won't start. And when snow lies frozen in 3-foot drifts, the currant bread left on a doorstep.
Jane Clark reading from her poem Fences. And Jane's poem is a reminder that there have been wintry conditions across the country, particularly in the last 24 hours, a lot of snow around the place. And there's a great photo on the front of the Irish Times of a collie dog being driven through the snow and hanging out the window of the car to see the road ahead. And maybe the wintry weather will inspire you to bake bread or indeed look in on your neighbours. A great photograph indeed there by Niall Carson.